Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. With our lowest price guarantee and our 100-night trial, your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. twobrothersmattress.com.
Returning remains, finding yesterday's missing heroes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Brian Martin with KSL News Radio here in studio with BYU history professor Jill Crandall. We've been talking this entire hour about returning remains using today's technology to find yesterday's missing heroes. This is such an awesome program, Professor. BYU using genealogy to reconnect these soldiers with families. And this is a kind of a small group that you have over at BYU who's been kind of tasked from a division, an agency within the Department of Defense, to like team up with them and to use genealogy in this extraordinary way to try to team some of these missing in action soldiers from so long ago. How many cases do you guys think that you've been assigned?
We've been assigned 66 cases so far, and we have completed the reports on 50 of them. We have more in process right now.
Wow. And whether or not those have been successful, unfortunately, confidentiality prevents you guys from knowing whether, we've got a soldier over here back with a family. You just simply aren't being told that, literally because of, obviously, confidentiality laws, right?
That's correct. Yeah. And we respect their privacy and realize that's not part of our job. But it's nice to know that what we're doing will probably help some of those families that we're researching, and we're happy to do it.
This is difficult, though. This is not easy, is it? I mean, when people hear genealogy, some people who have looked into genealogy already realize that genealogy is not easy. I mean, this can take a lot of time.
Yes, that's correct. There is no push-button genealogy. We go through an awful lot of research, lots of hours of work on each of these cases, looking at public records that are available to us to help track down these families. And it's a fascinating puzzle to solve for every case that we're given.
And these are soldiers, and this is work that's really going on all around the country. I mean, you know, the government is trying to find people, of course, everywhere, including here in Utah. We have stories that there's, I think, 34 missing soldiers from just the Korean War here in the state of Utah.
Yes.
So, I mean, you can go through and, I mean, there's 80,000, I think, missing soldiers from since World War II in this country.
Yes, more than that.
More than that.
It might even be at least 82,000. I'm not sure of the correct number, but it's definitely over 80,000.
This is daunting work then.
So it is, and it's a long-term work. We won't run out of work soon.
Wow. So. Now, I know we were talking off the break here about this family event coming up in Salt Lake City, of all places. This is next April. Is that right? Tell us about what's going on here.
That's correct. The DPAA has regular meetings around the country at various cities, and they rotate around the country so that they can contact families from all over the country. And what they do is they have what they call a family event. They meet with the families of missing soldiers, and they do their very best to account for whatever information they know about the soldiers, to consult with and talk to the families to help them with anything that they need at this time as far as, you know, learning about what happened to their soldiers. And they encourage the families to participate in these events. And anybody who has a soldier from Utah who is still missing back to World War II is welcome to attend these meetings. And so family members might want to go to the DPAA's website. It's dpaa.mil. And at that website, there is information about these family events. You can contact the DPAA and let them know that you're interested in attending, and they will be in touch with you from there.
Yeah. Because I'm sure, man, I can't even imagine what some of these families might be going through. I mean, there's families that, you know, worry about this and would love some closure, that wake up every single day going, I still don't know what happened to great-grandpa, or I still don't know what happened to my dad's great-grandfather or great-uncle or whatever. He just kind of disappeared. And they've made it almost their lifelong mission to try to fulfill that and to try to track down, you know, that loved one from so many years ago.
Yes, there was one family that we contacted that the person that was called got very emotional and said that she had grown up seeing her grandmother, I believe it was a grandmother, praying every day that her son would be found and returned. And that was her prayer to the day she died. And so this relative was so touched by the fact that we are still trying. And they were excited about the fact that they're working with DNA now to help return these soldiers.
That is really impressive. Let's mention again how BYU really is the only university in the country, I believe, to offer a four-year genealogy degree. How impressive is that to you in this line of work?
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to be part of this program at BYU because it is unique. There are other universities that have different kinds of programs, but BYU's Family History Program is a bachelor's degree with dedicated faculty on campus specifically for a family history degree. And it's absolutely amazing to be part of that, to be training these students, and to be able to work with projects like this that show how meaningful genealogy can be to our families as we learn more about who we are and where we came from and what our family members have done.
I've got a feeling that that 80 students that you have right now majoring in this might be going up a lot, I think, once this word gets out. This really kind of just gives a brand new mission to genealogy. I mean, let's be honest, a lot of people hear genealogy and you go, oh my gosh, you know, don't even get me going, it's just boring or whatever. But when you can start attaching almost a face to what is happening here, especially at BYU with this DPAA, this agency within the DOD, I mean, it's really kind of coming to life on its own, isn't it?
It is. And there's actually many fields that use genealogists. We have genealogists working with lawyers who are dealing with probate cases. We have them working with biology people with DNA. We have them working for libraries and archives where patrons are coming in wanting to use the facilities to research their own families. We have computer science students that need to know about family history to do all the programming for family history. So there are a lot of different areas where genealogists are needed.
All right, so this upcoming family event in Salt Lake City that's going to be here for the first time, that's coming up again in April, people might be hearing about this for the very first time on the radio right now going, whoa, I need to go talk DNA with somebody. I need to get active here because I've got a missing in action soldier in my family from many years ago. Where should this person be going at this point?
Anybody who would like to volunteer to help with these cases or to donate DNA for their own family members needs to go to the DPAA website, and that's dpaa.mil. There's a volunteer form there, and there's also ways to contact them to let them know who your soldier is and if you'd be willing to donate a sample of DNA to help identify these soldiers.
Wow. Well, good luck in the process down there at BYU.
Thank you so much.
That's BYU history professor Jill Crandall with me here in studio, as we're talking about returning remains using today's technology to find yesterday's missing heroes, BYU's genealogy department reconnecting MIA soldiers with their families. This has been a special hour-long conference report. Thanks again to our friends over at the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System. Have a fantastic day. Brian Martin with KSL News Radio.